In 1987, I wrote a short story called Ice House, in which I described an imaginary game played with these pyramids. And now, of course, we have these pyramids, but at the time, it was just this idea that wouldn't it be cool if you had a game that had like these little like crystal pyramid things that you'd be placing out on the table? And it'd be so cool, there'd be like no turns, you could play whatever you wanted, and you wouldn't need a board, so you could play it anywhere on a table, on the floor of a subway station while you're waiting for your train. And I imagine this whole culture where gaming around these particular, with this game, this Ice House game, it's like, imagine if it was like the most popular game and everyone was playing it everywhere, it like supplanted all of the games. So people would settle disputes by playing this game or whatever. And that was like the backbone of just like backstory to this weird adventure story involving an atomic bomb. People get trapped. It doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes. But it's what people read the story and thought, that's a neat story, but the game with the pyramids, that sounds great. Where can you get the game with the pyramids? They're like, well, it doesn't exist. It's just an idea, you see. It's like a plot device. Like I compare it to Quidditch now. Of course, that was long before Quidditch was even a thing. In the old days, I used to compare it to Fizbin. Like if there was a real game version of Fizbin. Everybody get that? Mm-hmm. We all need to watch some original Star Trek.